is Mental Health Awareness Month. It's an issue that is very close to both of your hearts. Tell me a little bit about it.
Absolutely. So back in September of 2020, our lives drastically changed when our brother, who was suffering from depression, undiagnosed at the time, and drug addiction, took his life. He lost that battle, and he also took our father with him in a tragic murder-suicide situation, which was just completely a shock. He never seemed like he would hurt anyone, and here we are today.
And have you been able to learn more about this? Is it really something that there's some warning signs, someone who is in a mental health crisis that you didn't see, but now after doing more research and really getting close to this, you've been able to discover?
I think so. I think looking back on it, you start to see that there were some signs, and it kind of feels like you ignored them because you don't want to really face the fact that somebody's going through something and it's so hard to help them, and without them knowing that they need help and seeking help themselves, and where do you get that help and who can provide it? And looking back, you realize that there's a system of habits that are unhealthy that they fall into, a routine, and you just wish you could have done something more looking back. And I think it's important that people realize that they may not seem depressed or they may not think that they're depressed, and it's okay to talk to someone and seek help.
Let's talk a little bit about some of those warning signs, the ones that you missed, so that somebody could potentially help somebody else kind of realize that someone they love is in crisis.
I think the warning signs would be somebody that has no, no drive or motivation or is stuck in the same routine. I know my brother, he would wake up and do the same thing. He would sit outside and watch YouTube videos on the current state of affairs, and along with isolation and the fact that you don't really have any, anything to strive towards, and you kind of get stuck in a routine. And motivation seems to be something that's very helpful, as well as exercise. I think exercise is one of the first things that everybody can do and begin to start doing to help reduce the imbalance in the brain that forms a dependency on drugs and also forms a imbalance that causes depression.
And do you feel that it's really kind of been changing? Things are getting worse because of COVID. We've been stuck in this rut for more than a year now.
Absolutely. I think this never would have happened if it was not for COVID. I think the isolation was intensified and it exacerbated the situation. He was stuck at home. He was nowhere to go, nothing to do. He liked to go and eat at places and restaurants. That was a favorite of his. And he just was stuck at a house with nothing to do and nowhere to go. And everybody is afraid of everybody nowadays with the whole possibility of transmission of the virus. So the isolation was intensified. And I think that helped speed up something that may have been inevitable, but it absolutely intensified the situation and sped it up. And I'm sure this is happening across the nation and globe where everybody is feeling more isolated than they ever have.
And it's what's driven you to create the Tell Robert Foundation. Tell me a little bit about its goals, the efforts that you are taking to really kind of help people within the South Florida and beyond community.
Absolutely. So we decided, my sister and I, to open this foundation in Robert's name and my brother's as a means to provide local charities and outreach communities, as well as awareness to those that may not be as financially capable or have the outreach that we have, being backed by the law firm. And what we plan on doing is taking, the influence we have in this community and driving awareness to local communities and organizations more adept at helping those in need, as well as trying to break the stigma that it's okay to seek help, and really just want to break that stigma that most people think that it's something that is not important or serious, that depression is just shake it off, just get up, go do something. It's not that easy, and we want to make sure that people realize that all they have to do is tell someone, and that's the first step, And there's so many places now online that provides help. And that may be the one good thing that has come from this situation with COVID is the availability of telemedicine and the increase in people providing mental health through online video and electronic means.
What are some of the organizations, the best organizations, if you feel as an outsider, you feel that somebody that you love might be going through some sort of mental health illness or in crisis, where they can turn to really kind of get some help?
At this moment, we're still researching because there's a lot of organizations out there willing to help, and we want to do our due diligence before we back one. One of the organizations that we have backed with our first charitable organization with the 5K race was Tony's Tribe, whose founder's brother committed suicide, and she provides help and in a forum and areas to provide for people. But just going online and finding forums and online message boards with other people going through the same thing is a very easy first step that anybody can do to begin the process of getting out of their head and getting a step forward into finding peace and getting out of that rut, that depressive rut.
And as you mentioned, it's break the stigma. Realize it's okay to reach out and ask for help.
Absolutely. If for some reason people feel like they can't be a real person or a complete person if they need to seek therapy or get help, especially men, the toxic masculinity issue where men feel like they're not a man if they can't handle the problems on their own. And that's just not true. Everybody is going through something different. Everybody has different factors that happened in their life. And it's okay to talk to someone or seek help. And it's not a one-time fix. It's not a quick fix. It's a work in progress. And it takes work. It takes effort daily to get yourself in the right headspace. And the first step is talking to someone and finding help.
And you had mentioned the 5K that was held in the Tell Robert Foundation. How are you going to take the program that worked through the 5K and expand it into the community?
Steph, do you want to take this?
Yeah, well, basically what we're doing is we started with the 5K. We kind of got our feet wet there. And we've been approached with other great ideas such as golf tournaments just to get more recognition out there. We also want to do some back-to-school drives just to help the kids in the community. You know, we think starting with the youth is a good place to go. So if anyone's having issues or having trouble, you know, we want to help them, give them a voice, and make sure that they know there's people out there for them and ready to listen if they need help too.
Right. Anything else you want to add, either one of you, that I seem to have missed?
I think that's everything that we would like to get out. I think the only other thing is that when it comes to donations and charity, there's a lot of charities out there that take a lot of your donation money to fulfill and run the organization itself. And I just want to make it known that we are not taking any profit. We're not taking any pay or anything to keep this organization running and moving. And all of the donations will be clearly demarcated on where they're going or what fund or charity or organization it will be used to. For instance, all the money that we've earned from the 5K Foundation, everything that we've earned from the 5K fundraiser is going to be going to Tony's Tribe, where they'll be able to put that money directly into the community to help those in need. And every time we do a fundraiser, we will have a specific organization that we fully vet and make sure that they have a solid program for the designation and use of the funds that we provide to them.